Coming off a primary defeat last month, Berkshire DA Paul Coccaviello announced he would launch a write-in campaign in hopes of keeping his seat in November. WAMC takes a look at the challenges he'll face. Samantha Petty is assistant professor of political science at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. She says beyond the lack of party recognition, write-in candidates need to make a big impact on voters for them to go the distance of actually writing out their name.
So oftentimes, historically, ones I've heard of is it's a Senator Murkowski in Alaska where her campaign came out with a little jingle to kind of spell out her name, and it was like to a familiar tune that people knew.
Petty is referring to Senator Lisa Murkowski's legendary 2010 run for re-election as an independent write-in campaign against Republican primary winner Joe Miller, a Tea Party member, and Democrat Scott McAdams. Murkowski's campaign hired Alaskan advertising and public relations agency Brilliant Media Strategies to produce at least 6 ads for the race, 2 of which specifically addressed the demands of the write-in. In the first, a child takes to a spelling bee stage to spell Murkowski.
The word is Murkowski.
Could you please define that?
Alaska's senior senator in Washington who represents all Alaskans.
Could you please use that in a sentence?
To re-elect Lisa Murkowski, you must fill in the oval and write in her name.
In the second, a scientist carries out a test of Alaskans to prove that they can spell the name, which, if you're listening at home, is spelled Murkowski.
We've gathered a dozen Alaskans to determine if they are capable of writing in Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate. Now remember, you must fill in the oval and spell Senator Murkowski's name correctly. Ready? Begin. Some outsiders say Alaskans aren't smart enough.
In the end, Murkowski's gambit worked, making her the second senator to win a race in such a manner in American history. The first was Republican South Carolinian Strom Thurmond in 1954. Again, Petty.
Well, I heard that it wasn't super, super local, but somebody in the state of Massachusetts had recently done it.
Folks not only had to get to the polls in a primary, which has traditionally had lower voter turnout, but then they had to do the Herculean thing of writing in my name.
That's Jo Comerford. She won the Democratic primary for state senate for the Hampshire, Franklin, and Worcester district in early September as a write-in candidate.
We tried to reach voters both with messages about how important their vote was, both about messages with regard to how much I cared about reaching voters and hearing from them and building a platform that really represented our district. But then also with fun, engaging tactics, if you will, that helps break down barriers or any kind of concern people might have to having to go to the polls and write in my name.
Her campaign made funny videos, graphics to share online.
And then actually we went so far as to ask a wonderful singer-songwriter group, The Neils, Katrina and Nerissa Neils, to write a song about it.
If you want a fearless fighter, go with Joe.
Go with Joe.
There's no candidate who's brighter. Go with Joe.
Go with Joe.
She's a writing candidate.
Coccaviello's campaign has been hard at work in the last few weeks, producing its own share of videos and graphics for the campaign.
I'm asking you on November 6th to help me in my continuation of my campaign, to be that person, to be your district attorney.
But to date, it hasn't attempted a jingle, opting for talking head-style interviews with the candidate and videos with stirring instrumentals over stock imagery. November 6th will put Coccaviello's write-in bid to the test as he faces Democratic primary winner Andrea Harrington in the general election. Harrington won the primary by 692 votes. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.